Hi, folks. I'm Ari. I'm a sex, love, fantasy addict, codependent, anorexic, adult child.
Hi, Ari.
Thank you, Maya, for asking me to speak today. I was already just noting, like, I really love coming to in-person meetings. I started this program in June of 2021, so very much in the Zoom world. And although I have a lot of wonderful Zoom meetings and virtual meetings that I attend, there's something very different about being able to be in person with fellows and to just physically see folks in recovery and not just little Zoom squares. So thank you for letting me be of service today. You know, when I joined this program in June of 2021, I was going through a potential breakup with my qualifier slash affair partner, while also coping with the separation and impending divorce of my spouse of almost 15 years. So do the slaw math there as far as the scenario goes. And that's what brought me to these rooms. My therapist recommended this space, said, hey, don't be too put off by the name, just try it out. And in true people-pleasing perfectionist format, I did a ton of research, I read all the free literature online, found a whole, you know, schedule of meetings for the next week between that appointment and my next therapy appointment. But nevertheless, I went to my first meeting and realized, shoot, this is definitely one of the places I belong. And it took me a while to really gain some serious sobriety under my belt. I'm about 415 days sober, give or take, as of today. And that was not easy to accomplish. When I first joined the program, I ended up going back to my relationship with my qualifier, which was a really, really unsafe, unhealthy situation. Both of us could not have been more unavailable. I oftentimes hear folks talking about the unavailability of the people that they may choose. I was equally unavailable, right? I was married, so definitely unavailable. I wasn't able to cope and deal with the challenges within my committed relationship. And so for the first time, I sought relief and sought, you know, just something else outside of that relationship with somebody who was also married, with somebody who lived across the country, with somebody who I had never met until I packed up all my things and decided to just be with this person who I'd never met, which was also incredibly unsafe. Thank you. And, you know, looking back, that was like the most extreme iteration of my acting out behavior, but that was definitely not the beginning of this addiction. The beginning of this addiction for me was a lot of things that kept me safe when I was young, things that kept me safe from unsafe parents and unsafe adults in my life. But that then when I became an adult who had the knowledge and ability to get better coping tools, kept those coping tools. The people-pleasing, you know, when I look at the signs of recovery, I look at the signs of recovery really as a, almost like a litmus test for me as to where am I within my recovery journey. And although I originally really resonated with the love addict portion, I was thinking, no, the sex addict isn't me. That's not me. But when I realized that I really saw sex as a transactional sort of thing, a way to really understand if my partner valued me, if my partner found me attractive, if my partner was happy with me, that's when I realized that I was both a sex and love addict. And so, you know, in chapter 5, How It Works of the Big Book, it really talks about a whole life strategy, right? And so that has absolutely been the gift for me, is my whole life strategy changing. It wasn't till about August of 2020 when I really started working the program. Before then, I guess I was sort of auditing it. You know, I would go to meetings, I would do fellowship, I would talk to folks, but I didn't get a sponsor, I didn't do the readings. And it is, it's a pretty simple recipe. It's not easy, but it is pretty simple. right, as far as the steps to take towards some level of sobriety. And I wasn't ready to do that yet. And in some moment of clarity, call it higher power, call it whatever you want to call it, I had this moment with my qualifier late one night where I had just sort of had enough, and I asked them, do you have the capacity to be in a relationship with me? And there was a lot of like fumbling and whatnot. And for me, I finally was able to say, okay, if it's not a clear yes, then it's a no. But I also was finally okay with that no. And that was the difference in that moment. And at the same time, I was interested in reconciling with my spouse, and I reached out. You know, we were a country away from each other to see if that was still on the table. And it was on the table, but again, I was finally at a place where I was willing to accept that it might not be on the table, or we could try to reconcile and it might not work out. And that would be okay, that being single and alone would not be the worst possible thing in the world, that I would not shrivel up and die, that it was not any reflection of who I am or my worth as a human being. And so I, you know, got my butt into program for real. I got a sponsor, started working the steps, started gaining, you know, few days, 30 days, 90 days of sobriety. I had a slip a few months in, so I restarted that clock, and that slip started with a midline behavior, started with me, although I'm not on the beverage program, it started with me drinking when I really just shouldn't have been. It wasn't drinking because I was with friends and in a good place. It was drinking to, again, get relief, and I used this as a, you know, opportunity to enable me to reach out to my qualifier. But it also was a great opportunity for me to revisit my top lines, you know, middle accessory behaviors, and my bottom lines. And since then, in February of this year, I finally gained a year of sobriety. And I've had just numerous things come out of this. The cash and prizes of this program are not a relationship. It just so happens that I am still in a relationship with my spouse, and we're working really hard at it. Each of us are in our own therapeutic and fellowships and couples counseling, and it's work. And it's work that we had never done before. But the real gifts, or the other gifts that I've gotten, the biggest thing is serenity and peace, as cheesy as that is to say. I recently had the opportunity to go on a much needed, long awaited vacation with family. And one of the perks of it, my higher power, and you can have a higher power of your own choosing, is really nature. That's where I connect. That's where I find peace and calmness, and am able to really listen to the world. And that's what my vacation consisted of. So I got a week of that. But to be present for a week with my family was very different, you know, than to be thinking about the millions of things I had going on back home. Like, my house was going to get fumigated the week I came back from vacation. That's neither here nor there. There was nothing I could do about that. That was happening. I was on vacation. I wanted to enjoy and be present. You know, the relationships that have transformed at the beginning of my separation with my spouse, I had been asked to no longer be the godparent to a child in my life. And that was a huge consequence of my acting out behavior. And, you know, that was a relationship that I regained. And I am once again the godparent to this child. And I take that commitment very seriously, the fact that, you know, two parents in this world trusted me with that responsibility again, is not something that I want to take for granted again. And just to say that it's still so much a work in progress. You know, again, I'm only a year in as far as sobriety goes. And tomorrow I could be starting again from day one. And I have a lot of acceptance and a lot of gratitude for this program, for the people I sponsor, for my sponsor, for all of the fellows working this program, to know that there will be grace no matter where I'm at in this program, and that there are so many tools available to me to get through every single day, and keep doing this work and keep being recovery. So thanks for letting me be of service today.